Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A former Philadelphia corrections officer is among three people who have been indicted by the feds, accused of smuggling drugs and weapons into a Philly prison. Here's KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Over the course of a month in 2021, federal officials say Brianna Cornish, who worked as a correctional officer at Philadelphia's Industrial Correctional Center, conspired with Ahmad Nasir and Jawaine Brown to bring opioids, knives, cigarettes, and cell phones into the prison in exchange for money. Nasir had been in prison awaiting trial on identity theft, forgery, and gun charges. Authorities say Nasir would get Brown to gather the contraband and deliver it to Cornish, who would then deliver it to Nasir in prison. The prison was on lockdown at the time. They say Cornish was paid more than $10,000 through money transfer apps for the substances, and Nasir would then sell the contraband behind bars. Cornish faces federal bribery and conspiracy charges, and if convicted, faces 15 years behind bars and $500,000 fine.
Nasir and Brown were also indicted on drug offenses, facing decades in prison and more than $1 million in fines. A Delaware County hospital is being forced to close down its operating room this Sunday. As KYW's Justin Udo tells us, hospital workers believe this is an indicator of bigger things to come.
We're here for patient advocacy is what we're here for.
That's Maureen May, the president of the Pennsylvania Association of Staff Nurses and Allied Professionals. She was joined by nurses, doctors, elected leaders, and supporters in front of Taylor Crozier Hospital in Ridley Park Thursday to take a stand against the hospital's owners, Prospect Medical Holdings. May says Prospect, which is currently selling Crozier Hospitals in Delaware County, is putting profit over patients.
We just see this as the same model that they did with Delaware County. Little by little, they whittle away at each service, and then they close the hospital. We're afraid that this is going to happen to this hospital too.
Prospect is selling the hospital to CHA Partners, a real estate and development company. The summer surge of COVID-19 infections continues across the country, and the FDA recently approved updated vaccines. But according to the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania, the number of Americans believing misinformation about the vaccine and the virus is on the rise. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
A new Annenberg Science and Public Health Knowledge Survey shows many adults are reluctant to get the updated COVID-19 vaccine, showing over a quarter of Americans believe the vaccines have actually been responsible for thousands of deaths. Survey Director Kathleen Hall Jamieson, who heads up the center, says there's more.
Our survey research, which goes back 3 years, has been tracking misinformation about the COVID vaccines. Statements that suggest that getting COVID is safer than getting the vaccine, and that if you get the vaccine, it's going to affect your DNA. None of those things are true.
Jamieson says the belief in these misconceptions is associated with an increased reluctance to vaccinate.
And the reason that's problematic is because COVID is still with us, even though people have kind of gotten away from the idea that it's there and a threat. And the wastewater indication sees there's a lot of virus out there right now. So particularly older people are still at high risk.
Jamieson says it's time to ramp up awareness of the value of vaccinating against COVID and of the risks of COVID. Temple University says serious crime on campus is down, and leaders point to smart policing and improved technology as strategies to continue that trend. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
Assaults on Temple's campus were down 19%, and robberies were down 20% last year compared to the previous academic year, according to the university's VP for Public Safety, Jennifer Griffin. As students begin classes this semester, she says Temple police dispatchers have a new system that gets information to patrol officers faster. Griffin says the university next month will deploy AI software that can alert officers when guns are detected on security cameras, and new cameras will scan the license plates of vehicles on campus.
We also invested in, we're making heavy investments in our people. and their training and professional development.
She says a virtual training system presents officers with thousands of scenarios, from dealing with people suffering a mental health crisis to active intruders. Griffin acknowledges the challenges in hiring, but she says two new detectives were added and seven new officers hired over the summer.
That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.